if you'll be seated a moment. I don't know if Jonathan picked that one because he knows that's my favorite worship song. And worship literally means to bow down. And so that, to me, it's the greatest worship song ever written. Because if you were singing that to God with a heart that meant it, you said everything he wants to hear. And that's what we want to do. We want to worship God and we want to connect with God. And so we always take this part of our service and we start off remembering that God wants our hearts prepared, because our worship, if it pleases him, is that thought that we just sung coming from our heart, our recognition of how great he is and our commitment to follow him. We're going to do it a little bit different today because we're just coming out of Thanksgiving, and in just a second Sean's going to get up, and instead of having one person get up and share what's on their heart to help inspire us to make sure that we've cleared our minds of everything but worshiping the Lord, we're going to go around and just give an opportunity for a few people as it comes around. He's going to walk around and we're just going to give an opportunity for you to spontaneously just thank God for what you're grateful for. You know, we've got a large congregation here, and I don't know if you know it or not, but I only preach about 43 to 46 times a year because we got children's program, although we're doing it at night this time, but that's the first time ever. Macoombie comes, TPI comes, we have Sean preaches some, and 43 times is not that many. When you think about the responsibility as a pastor I have to be teaching God's word, and you're only hearing it for less than an hour or around, well, less than an hour, 43 times in a whole year, that's not very many. And when you look at it, we've got 52 times in which we give someone an opportunity to share, because I think it's really important that you hear what's happening in the lives of different people. And sometimes, you know, I'll have something and I'll hear from somebody and it just fits with the sermon, so I'll ask them. But you look around this room, it would take us about 5 years for everyone to get an opportunity to stand up during this service and to be able to speak. And I know that there's been some of you I haven't gotten to, and there's two parts to that. One of it is because my memory's not good and we've been doing this for years and I can't remember who I've asked and who I haven't. But the other part is it's a limited space. And so I just thought, here we are at Thanksgiving, which is the time where all of us want to give thanks. And so we'll just give an opportunity to go around, and if you feel led just to thank God, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that real quickly. But, you know, our heart should be where we want to thank God. And we want to praise God. So Sean, if you'll just get up, and he's going to start on this side, and if you just want to thank God for something, just raise your hand, and he'll bring that microphone, and we'll just let you, in a sentence or two, thank God for what you're grateful for.
Okay, really easy, not getting what I deserve. I don't know if that makes sense to everybody, but that's it. Not getting what I deserve. Who's next?
That makes a lot of sense to me. We are grateful for God's mercy.
Of all the things that I have to be thankful for this year, I look around at all the other things that are going on in people's life, and I have been and continue to be thankful for the peace that the Lord has provided me through it all.
Well, those are two great characteristics of God we're grateful for. That he gives us mercy and that he is in control so we can have peace. Well, those are good. Anybody else through here?
I just want to thank God for his provision, even when it doesn't look like exactly what I thought it needed to look like. It's always enough.
It is. And he'll take care of us. And I also want to thank God that he's really prepared you and Christopher well. And so we're grateful for everything he's doing in your life.
I just want to thank God for the restoration of my family and actually getting to spend this season with my wife.
God is good. He is definitely good. He has done some really wonderful things.
I'm just thankful to God for the fellowship of believers. I think often we talk about just sort of the darkness that seems pervasive in the world, but knowing that we're the remnant and that we have each other and God has given us joy to go out and be light in the dark world, I'm just thankful for that.
Well, that's good. And that is a big part of Thanksgiving, is it brings joy to our heart when we think of how blessed we are.
And I just wanted to say how thankful I am for God's timing and how it's always perfect.
I wanted to say thank you to God for my family and how he uses them to teach me so much and to strengthen my walk with him. And just family is really a blessing. And I think there's many years I've taken that for granted. So I'm blessed to have a great family.
I'm thankful for God's faithfulness, that even when we are faithless, he remains faithful. And I've seen the fruition of something that I have been praying for several years now. And so I'm very thankful for that. So,
anybody else? I think we got somebody on this side.
Getting my steps in today.
I'm thankful that Sean gets exercise.
I'm thankful that the Lord brought Cindy back to us. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for your testimony, Cindy. I have watched you on Facebook. I have watched how you've gone through a really rough time and you've given God all the glory. You see the beauty in the flowers. You see the beauty in each day. You've been a great encouragement to me, and I'm grateful to have you back.
I'm just very thankful that God brought us to Tennessee and then amazingly gratefully brought us to this church.
Well, I think we're all grateful that God leads us, and we're grateful he's brought you here. Anyone else? Well, let me pray for us. Father, we are just so grateful for what you've done in each of our lives. We are grateful to know that you see us. We are grateful to know that you love us. And we are very grateful to know that you are merciful and you don't give us what we deserve. You give us what you want us to have. And that is eternal life. It is a connection with you. It's redemption. It's transformation. And we are so grateful, Lord, that we are not just adrift in this world without your hand leading us, without your protection in our life, without your purpose in our life. And so just as we take these few moments just to sing praises to you, we want you to know, Lord, that from the depths of our heart, we are grateful. We love you, and we are so thankful that you love us. And we are so grateful that we could see that through Jesus Christ, because I don't believe we could have ever understood it any other way than the way you portrayed it through Jesus Christ coming to this earth to live as limited a life as we live, to humble himself, to be able to stoop down to our level, to be able to show us how to live and to be able to die on that cross for our sins and rise from the dead, giving us forgiveness and giving us life. And we are grateful to be born again, and we stand as your children to praise your name. In Christ's name we pray, amen.